Hi guys, my name is Michelle, and welcome to YinCoinCast. I'm a freelancer, content creator, and cryptocurrency enthusiast. And I am here to spread awareness on YinCoin and how it can help content creators like me and donors as well. Our dreams and passions in life should not be distant. You can make your future happen. Hey guys! And we are back here at YinCoinCast. So how was your weekend so far? I hope you guys are doing great. Now, without further ado, for a third episode, we are here again with Mario Stinger, our YinCoin founder, who will shed more light on YinCoin and what does he envision to achieve. Hi, Mario. How are you?
Well, thank you, Michelle, for having me. And first, let me start by congratulating you on the initiative of starting the YinCoin podcast.
Thank you,
too. And also, I'm really looking forward to see the guests you're going to have on and people you'll be able to help thanks to this podcast. And hopefully I can make some appearance from time to time when you have questions about YinCoin.
I am also honored to be part of this project with YinCoin. I will always be grateful for the opportunity. But yes, moving on, today you'll be telling us about YinCoin. To help out people who aren't aware or haven't heard about it, can you explain to us what YinCoin is?
Here, Michelle, I'm going to try to explain this to your viewer in the most succinct way possible. YinCoin is basically the same thing as Bitcoin with a little more advantages because it was coded later. The essentials is a decentralized cryptocurrency that once you have the coin, you'll be able to use it in order to be able to make purchases, transfer money, use it as an investment like any other cryptocurrency. The biggest difference with YinCoin as opposed to other cryptocurrency is the way the coin is distributed. YinCoin is solely distributed to donors that contribute to content creators and entrepreneurs that invent and design new products. So essentially, if you are a YouTuber online and you need to have help with your channel, you can request people to donate you money. In exchange, you can give YinCoin to them.
Well, that sounds promising. So how is it done?
The YinCoin are given from the YinCoin vault, so therefore a YouTuber basically doesn't have to purchase or get access or mine the coin. The vault will automatically distribute it to the people that contribute to him. This is done in a secure way via their Patreon account or other means in order to know that the money was actually transferred officially. And once we confirm this, then the people will receive coins.
Well, that sounds pretty easy. What do you guys think?
This podcast is sponsored by YinCoin. YinCoin gives donors coins for every dollar they give to YouTuber and content creators. Register an account at YinCoin.com and receive $25 worth of coins. Helping, not mining. That is how you can make the difference in people's lives and earn more coins.
Now, can you tell us more about what other ways can people earn YinCoin?
In the case of Kickstarter, YinCoin can serve in many, many ways, and one of them, probably not so obvious, but I think it's the most important one to mention, would be as an insurance policy. Succeeding a campaign on Kickstarter is not that easy. You need to have a lot of knowledge. Let's say an electronic product, for example. So now your campaign is successful, you have 10,000 backers that want to have your unit, so you need to manufacture, let's say, 10,000 of them. Well, you need to, first of all, make a successful prototype. Then once you have it, you have to test it thoroughly. You have to make sure that you get a manufacturing prototype, that your molds can be done, that it work with your electronic and every single spec that you thought initially. Then you have to source all the material. You have to find manufacturing plants to be able to do the electronic board, then mold whatever you have to mold. And then your distribution, all the logistics to make sure that everybody receive their product in the time that you said you would actually deliver.
Well, I guess that's quite some work. But how can the insurance help us out in this case?
Now, let's view this from the perspective of the backer. You have a campaign. You want to invest in it, but it's $300 to get their product. You might be a bit fearful that you could lose your money. This happens on Kickstarter from time to time. Now, if you had an insurance policy, somebody giving you $300 in coin that you could later use to buy, or if the coin increase, you just made an investment, or you start in the cryptocurrency world and you get coins that you can trade for the same equal value as your investment. Then you would be much less fearful to invest. You probably would invest more. And on top of that, you would have, like I said, a chance to get both the product and also coins as at an equal value on the market at the time of the closure of the campaign. So this will definitely help backers be encouraged in investing in a campaign and the content creator to be able to offer something additional on top of their perk to the donors. Therefore, they will dramatically increase the ability to see the campaign through and get their funding.
Wow, that definitely is a good way to explain it. Yuncoin would definitely be an amazing way as it provides security, including all other benefits that comes with using Yuncoin.
So that's basically what Yuncoin is. And if you want to have more information, we have a complete video that I'm sure Michelle will list in her description, where you'll be able to see in detail what Yuncoin can do for both the content creators and the donors. I hope that answered your question, Michelle.
Well, yes, thank you. It definitely did give us a whole new view on Yuncoin and cryptocurrency in general. Thanks a lot, Mario, for joining us once again. I do hope we can talk again sometime so you can give us updates on Yuncoin and help us answer more questions. And guys, as what Mario mentioned, please see the description of this episode and follow the link to the videos, which will give you more details on Yuncoin and how you can join the community. For our next episode, we will have our very first content creator guest. She will give us her story and what she thinks about the cryptocurrency market as of today. I'm so excited and nervous at the same time. So I hope you guys can join me. For more info about Yuncoin, please visit the website at www.yuncoin.com and register to receive coins right away. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Michelle, and you just listened to Yuncoincast, the official podcast of Yuncoin. Goodbye.